Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse on this last day of October. I hope this day is finding you with joy in your heart and with strong relationships and things that you can thank God for. I have a little journal where I write down the things I'm grateful for, and sometimes I have a hard time doing it. Most of the times it's very easy because when I wake up in the morning, I usually have breath and life, and that's something I can praise God for. All right, today we are reading in the book of Job, chapter 21. It's a long chapter, so I'm reading verses 1 through 21 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. Then Job answered, "Listen diligently to my speech. Let this be your consolation. Allow me, and I also will speak. After I have spoken, mock on. As for me, is my complaint to man? Why shouldn't I be impatient? Look at me and be astonished. Lay your hand on my mouth. When I remember, I am troubled. Horror takes hold of my flesh. Why do the wicked live and become old? Yes, and grow mighty in power. Their child is established with them in their sight, their offspring before their eyes. Their houses are safe from fear. Neither is the rod of God upon them. Their bulls breed without fail. Their cows calve and don't miscarry. They send out their little ones like a flock. Their children dance. They sing to the tambourine and harp and rejoice at the sound of the pipe. They spend their days in prosperity, and in an instant they go down to Sheol. They tell God, 'Depart from us, for we don't want to know about your ways.' What is the Almighty that we should serve him? What profit should we have if we pray to him? Behold, their prosperity is not in their hand. The counsel of the wicked is far from me. How often is it that the lamp of the wicked is put out, that their calamity comes on them, that God distributes sorrow in his anger? How often is it that they are as stubble before the wind, as chaff that the storm carries away? You say, 'God lays up his iniquity for his children. Let him recompense it to himself that he may know it. Let his own eyes see his destruction. Let him drink of the wrath of the Almighty. For what does he care for his house after him when the number of his months is cut off?'" Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I'm so thankful that Job asked these questions because I asked them too. Why do the wicked prosper? Why does it seem like they have everything really, really easy and we don't? Why do people who are wicked seem to get away with it for years and years and years? And yet, Lord, I know that as I take a long view of eternity, I realize that this is not so. It just appears to be that way on earth. But when you look at things in light of the hereafter, you will be the perfect judge who sits upon a throne. You know everybody's story. You know their backstory. You know their hidden story, their secret story. And you are best capable of judging and rendering judgment. And therefore, Lord, I can lay all of this down, all my angst about evil people succeeding. I don't have to do that. Judgment and vindication is all in your hand, Lord. You will avenge. And at the end of Romans 12, you say, "Vengeance is mine, declares the Lord." And so that's not my job. And so I lay it down and I ask for your forgiveness and trying to think that it's me that has to mete out your justice on this earth. It's actually your job. And so, Lord, do your job and I'll do mine. And mine is to intercede for those who are far from you. Mine is to pray that you would seek and save the lost. Mine is to pray and hope for those who are broken today by sickness or calamity or stress. And Lord, I do pray for my friend today who's listening, who's just tired and broken and hurting somehow, whether it's mentally or physically or relationally. Lord, would you intercede? Would you come through time and space and show them that you are with them through your spirit that lives within them? Would you bring light today, a little bit of breakthrough in their trial that they're walking through, a little bit of beauty in the midst of their surrender and their suffering, Lord? Would you send an emissary or a friend who bears their burden and thus fulfills the law of Christ? Would you let them know in a them-shaped way, probably a little way, that you are with them, you will not forsake them, and you are not unaware of what they're going through? So, Lord, that's my job. I don't have vengeance, but I can pray. And so today I do that, and I entrust my friend to you. and I pray that you would bring them encouragement and light in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. And if you want to support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. A bunch of different levels you can support it at, as little as $1 a month. Thank you to all of you who do that. You help support Kristen, who does a lot of administrative work behind the scenes. I couldn't do it without her. And William, of course, I couldn't do it without him because he's the engineer who works on these episodes. So thank you so much for supporting. And thanks to all of you who are praying for this podcast. That is the work of the kingdom.